Ray Nenzel recording for Seaville Podcast, radio shows and interviews and a whole lot more about what's going on in Charlottesville at SeavillePodcast.com. I'm here in the lobby of Live Arts 2 days before the opening. The first play of the season, John Patrick Shanley's award-winning play, Doubt. And I say award-winning play because it won the Tony and it won the Pulitzer. That's great. I'm here with Fran Smith, who is directing the play. Hi, Fran.
Hi.
And I'm here with Doris Safi, who is playing Sister Aloysius.
Hi.
Hi, Doris. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So, Fran, let me start with you, or let me start with the play, mm-hmm. if you want to.
There's so much about this play. It's extremely complex in content, but it's told very simply.
And let me just get this out here so I can just make sure I say it so everyone knows about it. It's Doubt.
Doubt, a parable.
So right. We'll talk about that. It's written by John Patrick Shanley, who's a great writer. Most people know him from writing Moonstruck, among other things. And it shows at Live Arts. Its opening night is September 19th, and it plays through October 11th, 2008. So you were saying about Doubt, a parable.
Right. Well, I think it's important that you say parable because when you say the word parable, you know that the writer or his intent was more than the story itself. And I think that's really important because Shanley himself said this play isn't necessarily about priests and nuns and Catholicism, but rather about certainty and
doubt.
Well,
maybe let's just say briefly what the play is about.
Well, I'm going to ask Doris to do that because, you know, her whole second scene talks about St. Nicholas School, in which she's the principal. So, Doris.
This is Doris Safi, and she plays Sister Aloysius, who was a nun, and the play is set in
1964
in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're
Sister Aloysius Bouvier, and she's the principal of St. Nicholas School in the Bronx in New York City. And she's an older woman. She's seen life. She's not very naive.
She was married once.
She was married once.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
That's all the sacraments then, right?
Well.
Except for
extreme unction.
Yeah, extreme unction, right. Well, she's a widow. And so then she joined the Sisters of Charity. And she runs the school like she's a strong disciplinarian. She's a classicist at heart. She believes in doing things the old-fashioned way, the strict way. She likes boundaries. And I don't know how far I can go with this without ruining the story, but she suspects a priest of hurting a little boy. And so the story is basically built around trying to determine what's really happening, and these two people going head to head, as it were. There's also a younger nun involved, whom Sister Aloysius tries to con into being her confederate, as it were, and the mother of the little boy involved. So it's a very cat and mouse story, very conversational, very emotional, a lot of tension, quite fascinating, beautifully
written.
A lot
of comedy too.
And comedy too. That's true.
Oh yeah, I think
it wouldn't really be a Shanley play without a little comedy.
That's what the storyline of the play is. And then Fran, back to Fran, she says that Doubt, a parable, because
it's a parable, and I think it's about our tendency to want to believe those that are higher than ourselves, whether it be the President of the United States or a priest who is closer to God than we are. I think that many of us are brought up with this trust from being very young children, and when we grow up and we think everything they say is absolutely rule, and we find out there's a bit of uncertainty about our believing again. And I think that's running rampant right now in this country on a lot of levels. And I think this play is really timely. It's being done by almost every regional theater in America.
Yeah, well, it's...
And it's also going to be a movie coming out with Meryl Streep. December 5th.
December 12th.
What doesn't she do?
I swear, from Mamma Mia to Doubt, man. And she also played Mother Courage, which I thought was really interesting. But the one thing about this play that I love is the neutrality of it. You know, Shanley is a master at presenting, laying out the groundwork, showing you up close and personal what Father Flynn is with his basketball team, watching Sister Aloysius plot to find out information that she can incriminate him with, although she knows that nuns are totally powerless in the church. They are like the underlings. Anything a priest says goes, and so she knows she has to be really manipulative in order to get enough information to send him out. And I think that really runs true with your character about the resentment you have toward the male dominance in the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. You know, even though you were in a place of position as principal, you know, some priest, some seminarian could come in and you gotta, you know, bow down. And I think, you know, before Vatican II, it was really, really strong. Now I think people are a little more open, but, you know, this play takes place prior to Vatican II. Mm-hmm. Another thing interesting, you know, as I watched some clips of the Broadway play where everyone talked with a Bronx accent, and I chose not to.
Right.
I felt like it made the nuns sound like truck drivers. You know? I mean, it really bothered me.
It does bother, right.
You know, because they talk fast and they do that whole thing. Maybe I've been in Virginia too long.
And I do such a good Bronx.
You do, yeah. Really? But there's this wonderful thing in the preface that I'd like to just share with people.
And this is the preface to the published play.
Yeah, to the published play that mm-hmm. Shanley put in himself. And it's rather long, but there's just this little segment that I just would like to share.
And again, we're talking about Doubt, which opens at Live Arts September 19th. It's written by John Patrick Shanley. Fran Smith, the director, is going to now read something from Shanley from the foreword of the published play.
There's a symptom apparent in America right now. It's evident in political talk shows and entertainment coverage, in artistic criticism of every kind, in religious discussion. We are living in a courtroom culture. We were living in a celebrity culture, but that's dead. Now we're only interested in celebrities if they're in court. We are living in a culture of extreme advocacy, of confrontation, of judgment, and a verdict. Discussion has given way to debate. Communication has become a contest of wills. Public talking has become obnoxious and insincere. Why? Maybe it's because deep down under the chatter, we have come to a place where we know that we don't know anything. But nobody's willing to say it.
Yeah. I mean, now who's going to speak next?
I mean, you know, I mean, that's one of the reasons. And the other reason for me that I was so drawn to this play when John suggested it was the fact that I was raised a very devout Catholic and toyed with the idea of being a nun and was a postulant with the Good Shepherd Order for 3 months when I was 15.
Wow.
And, you know, kind of decided very quickly that I wouldn't make a good nun.
the Julie Andrews syndrome?
But I think every young girl, there's a mystery behind the black, and that's the interesting thing about this play. It's a very character-driven play. It's very simple, and everyone's in black, so you really see their faces. And it's been an extreme...
I haven't thought about that. I've read the script, and yeah. The priest, the black, the white collar, everyone's kind of framed.
Right.
And did you accentuate that in the lighting in the set? And
well, probably so. The set, I think, is a very simple, colorful but simple. And I think people will enjoy this. The one thing Shanley says about this play is that the audience writes scene 10.
So I'm taking, there's 9 scenes in the play.
There's 9 scenes in the play, and it's not a long play, folks, just so you're... but I really believe that Shanley wrote this with the idea that you go out the door discussing whether or not he did it or not. And if you go out saying he did it, then I didn't do my job.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Because neutrality is what it's all about. I mean, he even went to the degree in the Broadway show to put his email address so that you could email him for the answer, and he would, whenever you emailed him, say, oh, you know, what do you think?
Oh, nice.
And that was kind of a thing. But I think that's really interesting because he wrote it, and it's crafted beautifully. Mm-hmm. The setup, I mean, everything is just really... is really a joy to
Yeah,
direct.
It seemed like it was if economical is the right word. Like
yes.
it's one of those plays where every word that's in there, every scene that's in there has to be in there.
Yeah.
And every word, there's not an extra word or scene in mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. So mm-hmm. now I do have a question. I was walking through the scene shop and I'm looking at the call list, the sign in board, and I see that the other sister, what's the other sister's name in the script? Sister
Sister James.
Sister James.
Yes.
So Sister James is played by Amanda Lacey Pearson Finger.
Yes.
That's her full name?
Yes, we call her Pearson.
Pearson. Amanda Lacey Pearson Finger.
Yes.
That's a great name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also Tim Reed, who is a Presbyterian pastor.
Oh.
Which is really interesting. So he knows about the sermons.
Tim Reed is playing the father.
Yeah. He's playing Father Flynn. And
he's an actual pastor.
And then we have one of Live Arts Board members on as Mrs. Muller. Simona Holloway Warren is playing Mrs. Muller.
Well, I've had the pleasure of seeing, of not yet seeing Simona on stage, but seeing both her husband and her son.
Winter.
Winter was, I believe, 10 years old when he was in Raisin in the Sun here.
Yeah.
And he was fantastic.
So. I just did Mother Courage with him.
Oh, right. He was in Mother Courage again, too. Yeah. Yes, and he was... He was in the Good Times Are Killing Me.
Yeah.
And he's just great, charming. And then Lewis was in Ain't Misbehavin', and he's got a great voice. And
This is a real live arts family.
This will be a great, I get to see the whole family on stage now.
I just want to say one thing that's interesting for me is I'm working with all new people. And that's really been a great thing for me, you know, to have new challenges in terms of, you know, directing.
So can you explain what you mean by you're working with all new people?
People, well, three of the people have never really performed before, and you'll never know it when you see them.
Oh, great.
Doris hasn't done things in a long time. Her last thing was Lost in Yonkers, as she did at the old space when we were there. And it's just a different challenge for me as a director, you know, to have something so well written and have new people and just explore it together. And well, I think the end result, we've got a show here, Ray.
I've always thought that was the greatest thing about live arts is that, and I've been in some shows here, and the first show I was in, there was, you know, there literally was a woman who had come off Broadway, Catherine, and a guy who had never been in a show before.
Yes.
You know, doing shows side by side. It's just great. It really is that, you know, that forging community is really a community part of that.
So, yes, absolutely. And I, you know, I've had a real good time with it. Been good.
And it's not your first show.
This is my third this season. I've been kind of living here.
What did you say, 136 shows?
But yeah, you have like...
I've done about 155 shows.
So
not all here, but...
Not all here, but...
Yeah.
So it looks to be good. That's Doubt, a Parable, written by John Patrick Shanley, Tony Award, Pulitzer Prize winner. It's going to be here at Live Arts, directed by Fran Smith, September 19th. Through October 11th, 2008. And, hey, Grady, Cheryl. I'm still in the lobby here at Live Arts, and I see Grady and Cheryl walking by, covered in paint a little bit. So you're painting the set?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we did. We worked all day on it.
You worked all day? Cheryl, what's your full name?
Cheryl Haley.
Cheryl Haley, painting the set all day long.
Yes.
And Grady Smith, the technical director. Looks like he's been painting his clothes all day long.
He's been painting for weeks.
If I can say that. So is there a lot of painting in this on this particular set?
It's been a pretty paint-heavy set. A lot of good techniques, a lot of different stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of art, like faux painting, artistic painting.
Yes, yeah.
I looked in the theater there, and I see several different layers. The last one being Brooklyn?
Last one being Brooklyn.
Bronx?
Yeah, Edward Thomas, a really talented local painter, painted our Bronx backdrops for us. And beyond that, we've got several layers of sort of faux finishing for cathedral and tile floors.
We did sponging and dripping and all kinds of fun things.
You got sponging, you got dripping, and it looks like you got like a tile floor for a very 1960s Catholic school.
The set, the author of the play, Mr. Shanley wanted it so that it's very bare bones, very minimal. There are some productions in which they spend a lot of money and time in creating, you know, more realistic sets. But here, Live Arts has chosen to go with the director's or with the author's wish, and went really, really minimalistic. So, you know, a bench represents a garden scene, or just a basketball in the hand of the priest, you know, kind of represents the whole gymnasium. So just these key props or these key set pieces rather than a whole elaborate set.
And I don't think I've introduced you yet, but who's talking now is Amanda Lacey Pearson Finger.
Got four names.
Yeah. Four names.
just call me Pearson.
Pearson from earlier, and she was describing the set. But she also plays Sister James.
Well, Sister James has kind of evolved, as most characters do when you're working on a show. From day one, it's been she's been ever-changing. The director and I worked a lot on making Sister James her own person. She started off reading the script. She just appears to be this innocent, this totally naive person. But the more I read the script and the more I realized where she was coming from and what her role is in the show, I realized there's no way this woman could be that naive. So Sister James kind of evolved into all that a woman during that time could be. She's in a monastery.
During that time being 1964.
Yes. She's a nun. She's a young nun. You know, she's in her early 20s, and she is kind of a new age nun, if you will. Vatican II was going on then, and I'm Protestant, so I'm learning all about Vatican II. But everything is changing, and she is one of those people that really wants it to change. She wants to have a great relationship with her students. She wants to go out into the community. She wants there to be a little bit of, not so many rules, whereas Sister Aloysius is very old-fashioned and by the book, so they do butt heads a little bit. However, Sister Aloysius being Sister James' superior, there is a limit to how far she can take it. Or is there?
Well, it seems that there's very much in churches, there's very much, maybe especially the Catholic Church, I don't know, but very much a hierarchy.
Absolutely.
Direct and distinct and clear chain of command, as it were.
And that does come up a couple times in the show. And the show is really fascinating because you get to watch how these people who are so distinctive in their roles. There's a definite job for each of these people. But they're all clawing and scratching, trying to figure out who they are and how to be independent yet still be loyal to the church and to their beliefs. And especially when the issues start coming up, and I'll leave that kind of vague, it really, for Sister James at least, it really is a turning point into she's thinking, am I going to just be a yes man forever, or am I going to do something? And it's been really, especially for me, it's been really difficult to play a nun, you know, with my tattoos and my colored hair and my very liberal viewpoint on things. Hi, Father Flynn just walked in.
Hey, this is Tim Reed. Tim plays Father Flynn.
That's
in
right.
Doubt. And the only male character in the play.
That's right.
I should say. I'll let you say. How many characters are in the play?
There are four characters in the play.
And they are by character, by title, maybe.
Well, I play Father Flynn, one of the priests in the parish, and then there are two nuns,
Sister Aloysius and Sister James, who's here with us now.
Hello.
That's right. And then also the mother of one of the children in the school. It's the St. Nicholas Parish and School. And that was very common in, especially in New York, but really all over the United States. Many private schools were parochial schools that were run by the Catholic Church.
Let me see if I can get Simone Holloway Warren, who I see right across the room here, to come over here and to join our conversation. You can put that right here. Hi, Simona.
Hi, how are you doing, Ray?
I'm doing well.
Good.
We were talking about you earlier because I've seen your son and your husband on Live Art stage, but I have never seen you on stage.
I'm trying to follow in their footsteps.
So, Simona, what is your character's name?
My character is Mrs. Muller.
And your son?
And my son is Donald Muller.
Donald Muller, who is attending the school that is where Sister James is a teacher.
12-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm. And where Father Flynn is the father, Sister James is his teacher, and Sister Aloysius is the mother superior.
And it's a little different because he's the first black child in that school.
Oh.
So he's up for a little controversy.
So there's a... Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a Catholic school, so it's a choice that you make to send him. Is that in the play, why she chooses to send him to the school?
Well, he got an opportunity, so we wanted to take advantage of that for a good education, and then that would provide him to get into a really good high school and then on to college. So this was a great step for Donald.
And because of the controversy here about what the priest may or may not have done with Donald, he may be asked to leave the school? Is that correct?
It's a possibility. But Mrs. Muller, his mom, really is set for him to be there until June and finish, because that's what she's concerned about.
Okay. Well, that's that sounds great.
Yeah, it's exciting, and it's a lot of things that are working with the time now. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been controversy about different things with priest and
Catholic
school
church.
And the Catholic Church. So mm-hmm. even though this is it's set in a different era, mm-hmm. it certainly is contemporary for now as well.
History repeats itself,
it
right?
Yeah. Does, yeah. And everybody has their own opinion and thought yeah. about this.
Yeah, Fran Smith, who directed the play, was saying earlier that the play has 9 scenes mm-hmm. and that the John Patrick Shanley's hope is that the audience goes out and each member kind of writes, or they discuss and they write together that 10th scene mm-hmm. that, like, what happened? What is going to happen?
I mean, you're going to have initial reactions to it, but the brilliance of his writing is that you'll be sitting at home after you thought that you figured it out, and you go, wait a minute, I think, oh wait, could be totally different. Yeah. And I think that's what's so amazing about this show.
We're really excited about it. And
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Again, and we're talking about Doubt, a Parable by John Patrick Shanley, which is the first play opening this
season. It is. It's a season opener
season
for Live
opener
Arts.
2008-2009 yeah. at Live Arts, which is 123 Water Street. And that is going to open this Friday, September 19th.
Yes.
And it's going to run
8 p.m.
8 p.m. 8 p.m.
Until October the 11th.
Until October 11th. And as I said before many times, it's a great play. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning play. It's a Tony Award winning play.
I think we do a great job. So come see us.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. And I'm just going to wrap this up right now and say this is Ray Nunzel recording for the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, where there are radio interviews, news stories, and a whole lot more about what's happening in Charlottesville at SeavillePodcast.com. Have a great day. Thank you.